You don't have to search very hard for music in autumn around here. Bands have been playing loud and clear for the past couple of nights and will continue through the weekend along Dixon Street in Fayetteville for the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Rally. Harvest Fest in Ozark is next month, and there are, of course, the usual venues in full gear. Corey Montgomery is a familiar voice throughout the region, but he also travels quite a bit with a variety of ensembles. Earlier this year, when he had a few days back home, he came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk to Katie Hendrickson and to play a couple of original songs as well. Katie asked him about one of those songs titled Living These Days.
Well, I wrote it a year or two ago, and it's just kind of about getting wrapped up in small town drama, I guess you'd say. But just, and you know, you get these feelings that you want to go do things and just get out and change a little bit. So,
and with small town drama, is it any particular small town in mind or just in general?
Just kind of really in general. I don't know. I'm kind of, I get out on the road and I come back. I want to come home. Then I come home and 2 weeks being home, I'm ready to jump back in the van and go. Every time almost.
In the moment I lost my head again, woke up trapped all in my own lonely bin. Oh, and I'm tired of chasing down this old one horse town, and I'm tired of watching you just burn another down. And yeah, we've all got pain inside us, we ain't got no one to blame. Well, and that's why we all need something higher. Living in these days, oh, living in these days. Well, now, sister's got a gun, you know she got her enemies in sight. But soon she'll know that she's only got herself to find. And brother's in the basement filling his head with lead. And mama's praying above as she lays on her dying bed. And yeah, we've all got pain inside us, we ain't got no one to blame. Well, and that's why we all need something higher, living in these days. Well, oh, living in these days, oh, living in these days, living in these days, oh, oh, living in these days. In my own loony bin. Oh, and I'm tired of chasing down this one horse town, and I'm tired of watching you just burn another down. Yeah, we've all got pain inside us, we ain't got no one to blame. And that's why we all need something higher, living in these days. Well, oh, oh, living in these days.
How many days of the year are you on the road, and what is it like to be a touring musician like that?
Well, I like I said earlier, it's like 8 to 10 months this year I'm going to be on the road. And I love it. It's not for everybody, but I love the fact of meeting new people and seeing new things every day. But the lifestyle is pretty taxing sometimes, and they can get tiring. People get in fights, and, you know, a little band banter every once in a while. But it's fun. I love it.
I think for when I think about people who have to play a new show every night in a new place, sometimes you've never been to that venue or even that city. How do you prepare yourself for, like, the fact that there's all these things that you can't control and you don't know what it's going to be like every single night?
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess you kind of learn to roll with it. You know, if you get thinking too much about, are they going to like me? You just kind of get up there and do your thing, and if people like it, then they like it. If not, then they can go somewhere else, I guess. But it can be intimidating, especially sometimes when we get to open up for a lot of cool artists and you're playing in front of their crowd who came to pay good money to see them play. And so there can be a little intimidation for sure. All right, this is another song I wrote. It's called Holding On. Almost forgot.
Well, I got enough money, I got enough time. She gave me a chance, and now I'm down the line. Well, she told me maybe another world someday. Well, I may cast those words in, oh, at my grave. I keep a holding on to what I feel. Keep a holding on to what I know is real. Well, and they say it's best to love and lost and live again. Well, but I lost from the start with that girl again. Oh, and I know it's young and bold to say. Well, but I know this can happen, oh, any old day. So excuse me for holding on to the thought of your lips. Keep a holding on. Oh, how did I resist? Well, at least I learned a lesson or two. Well, but from the first night, the right words didn't come back to you. Well, excuse me. I said, excuse me for holding on to the thought of your lips. Keep holding on. How did I resist? Excuse me, baby. Well, excuse me for holding on. Just keep holding on. I keep holding on, yeah. Just keep holding on, yeah. All right.
And for listeners who are hearing this and want to check out more of your music, where's a good place to do that?
Well, always the old Facebook, facebook.com/TheCoreyMontgomeryBand. Or you can check us out, listen to some of our music at sonicbids.com/TheCoreyMontgomeryBand.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Corey, for coming in, playing music, and talking about your music.
Well, thank you. It's awesome to have radio stations that support local music. So thank you, Katie.
Corey Montgomery talked with Katie Hendrickson inside the Firman Garner Performance Studio earlier this year. Another song Corey played that afternoon will be on our weekend edition of Ozarks at Large, Sunday morning at 9 here on KUAF.